Chinese Consul General Yang Yundong on Monday slammed the United States for imposing fresh tariffs on Chinese products under the pretext of Beijing's alleged insufficient efforts in controlling fentanyl. He denounced the move as victim-blaming that was both unreasonable and self-damaging, quipping it was like forcing someone else to take medicine for your own illness. Warning that such measures not only failed to address the U.S.-owned fentanyl crisis, but also undermined China-U.S. economic and trade relations, he cautioned that the measures also damaged the multilateral trading system. The Chinese envoy's statement followed last month's move by U.S. President Donald Trump, who slapped his long-threatened 10% tariff on all Chinese imports, citing Beijing's alleged failure to curb the export of chemicals used in the production of the powerful opioid fentanyl. In a tit-for-tat response, Beijing hit back with tariffs on U.S. agricultural products. However, diplomatic talks are underway to smooth over trade tensions and tackle the broader issue of fentanyl trafficking. Criticizing Washington's measures, Yang noted that China has consistently been one of the countries with the strictest drug prohibition policies and the most thorough enforcement in the world. He alleged that by using the fentanyl issue to target China, the U.S. fundamental purpose was to suppress and contain China's development, rather than to truly solve the drug problem. Instead of scapegoating other countries, some in the U.S. should ask themselves, why does the fentanyl and synthetic opioid abuse problem in the U.S. continue to worsen despite increasingly stringent international controls? Why hasn't the U.S. permanently class-scheduled fentanyl substances? He further cautioned that smearing and scapegoating would not solve any problems, stressing that trade and tariff wars yielded no winners. Pressure and threats are not the right way of dealing with China. Respecting facts, reducing domestic drug demand, and strengthening law enforcement cooperation are the correct choices for the U.S. to address its fentanyl crisis. China, he affirmed, would resolutely safeguard its legitimate rights and interests while urging the U.S. to reconsider its approach and work toward stable, healthy, and sustainable China-U.S. relations. The U.S. government should examine the loopholes and issues in its own drug regulatory system and eradicate the conditions fueling the fentanyl problem. Forcing others to take medicine will not solve its own problems, Yang warned.